There is so much to admire about birds. They can soar through the skies, build durable nests, and some even sing. But can they smell? For many years, scientists believed that birds had no sense of smell, a myth, as it turns out, that didn't sit right with evolutionary biologist Danielle Whitaker. Her research found that birds are not only able to smell, but that scent is integral to their behavior and life cycle. Those findings are in Whitaker's new book entitled The Secret Perfume of Birds, Uncovering the Science of Avian Scent. She spoke with host Lisa Mullins about her research.
I wonder how it is that this notion that birds can't smell has persisted for more than a century. Why did it have such staying power for so long?
I think part of it has to do with the fact that we devalue our own sense of smell as humans. We assume that we have a poor sense of smell compared to other mammals. And in fact, we don't believe it has much to do with our normal day-to-day lives. Now, many of us know that that's not true. But so it's easy for us to imagine that an animal could live without a sense of smell if we don't believe it's important.
So this, as we know, has been disproven very often, including by you. And I wonder if you can just tell us about some of your own experiments that not only proved that birds have a sense of smell, but that they use it in many different ways.
Sure. My very first experiment came about when I found out that the preanal that birds secrete from a gland at the base of their tail gives off an odor. And so I began to wonder whether they used this to communicate with each other. And I took this preanal and I put it on the nests of incubating female juncos. And what I found was that female birds whose nest that I had applied preanal from a different species, they got up and left their nest much more quickly than if I had applied their own preanal or preanal from another junco. So it was clear that they were sensing the smell of another animal in their nest and they were reacting to it. So I took this information and began to ask, are they attracted to scents of the opposite sex, for example? Are they deterred by scents of another animal? And I did a series of experiments in the lab, giving them a choice of two different scents. And I found that they could tell the difference between the sexes. They could tell the difference between birds of different sizes, even. They seem to avoid the scent of larger males, for example, in some cases. So there's clearly social information being given off by these odors, and they can use it in their social interactions.
That's amazing. So are you saying that every different species of bird has a different scent, at least a scent that is smellable by another bird?
Yes, that's right. We've looked at a number of different species, and there's a lot of different compounds involved in each species' scent, and some of them are found in more than one species, but each species has their own distinct blend that is unique to them.
And can we smell it?
So I can tell the difference between a lot of different species of birds based on the way they smell, but I don't know if I'm getting the same information that a bird is.
So what do you smell?
Well, when I hold a junco, they smell kind of like the forest to me. They smell like dirt and leaves. When I hold a brown-headed cowbird, which is one of my favorite birds, they smell like fresh sugar cookies to me.
Suddenly, the interest in cowbirds around America just went up as potential house pets. And so, you know, obviously the cowbirds don't think they smell like sugar cookies. But I wonder if birds think that, you know, they can be turned off by other birds that have like BBO, bad bird body odor.
That's a good question. Within a species, we know that there's a lot of variation in the relative amounts of different compounds. So they'll have the same compounds as the other members of the same species, but slightly different adjusted amounts of compounds. Like if you have two perfumes that have, you know, they both have rose and lemon scents, but one is heavier on the lemon and one's heavier on the rose, right? So you can imagine how those would be a little bit different. And we've seen in some of my work that there's a correlation between the way these birds smell and how many offspring they have, which to me suggests that either there's something there involved in attracting a mate. So the more attractive mates end up with more offspring, or it tells them something else about their overall health. So maybe if they've got something wrong with them that we can't see, that information might be communicated in their smell. And it might also be why they have fewer offspring.
So you've got a book coming out now that takes on a question where there was a certain kind of conventional wisdom originally thought for a long time that birds did not have a sense of smell. You took that on, and I think in doing so, had a certain kind of courageousness about it. Do you have any thoughts about that, about pursuing that kind of research despite tremendous doubt?
I guess I've always been the kind of person who likes to prove people wrong, and I'm not afraid to take on difficult challenges. And I think that's something that especially grad students should not be afraid to do. I think that it can feel safer to do research on a question that you think you already know the answer to. But I think it's far more exciting to head off into the great unknown sometimes.
Evolutionary biologist Danielle Whitaker, her new book is The Secret Perfume of Birds, Uncovering the Science of Avian Scent. Thank you, Danielle.
Yes, thank you. This was fun.